All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we like to check in because I know we're a couple of dirty Sparties. We like to check in with the tried and true Wolverine from time to time on Wolverine Affairs. He is Marcus Ray. He joins us. Marcus, how are you?
Mike, how's it going, sir? Good afternoon, Rico.
Good,
what's up, baby?
Up, Marcus?
Marcus, what the hell is going on? Let me phrase the question in a more professional manner. I mean, it's really reached that point for me with Michigan football. Hold on, let me be professional. Marcus, when the news broke of Mo Lindquist leaving, your initial response to it, was it, what the hell is going on here, or no?
Yeah, actually, that was my initial response, but then I wasn't. I think that position at Michigan has been a revolving door, defensive back, respectfully speaking, if you will. I just think when guys get there, they think there's something better. I think after a while, Michigan has become, like, people are just pimping the university. They get it on their resume for a year. They know they're not going to win, and then they get out of there for something better. Like you used to do in high school, Mike, when you went to the prom, baby. You know you dumped the ugly girl for the other girl.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. But, Marcus, you get what I'm saying is, like, it's to a point now, you lose your play caller. You don't have a lot of time before summer camp starts. Rico and I were asking the question, how does this story end for Harbaugh and Michigan any other way than what Rico and I have been saying?
It's not looking good. I mean, and I agree with you guys. I've been listening. You know, I talked to Rico the other day about it, and I was thinking, like, this just doesn't look good for Michigan. I'm thinking more from a player in the locker room. You know, you have these musical chairs, coaching. Someone's in there calling plays in the spring. He disappears. Now you have to hire a new guy and implement a new system during training camp following a COVID year. But I think it's just a reflection of where Michigan is. I think all of the stuff on the inside people couldn't see years ago is starting to just rear its ugly head on the external, especially with these coaches flipping and people transferring. And then, you know, they're going to still paint the picture that even when Michigan stinks, they're going to say we smell good. And I'm from the same cloth, and y'all both know that. But I'm kind of out of that circle now, and I'm seeing it for what it is. And it's just become a traveling circus.
Talking with Marcus Ray, former Michigan Wolverine. Marcus, you say that they're just kind of pimping the school. So you're saying that Lindquist comes there and he's already looking around for the next gig?
Exactly. Michigan has become an insurance policy job. It's like that back pocket. You reach in your back pocket right now, Rico, you probably got a five back there, even though you don't want to spend it. So Michigan is not everybody's first choice. And so what's happening is, it's becoming that safe bet. Let me just take this, but as soon as the first thing comes along, I'm out of here. There's no way you're supposed to take a Michigan job in that position. And, I mean, but it's hard to tell Coach Lindquist to turn down a head job. Maybe he was up for it, and maybe not, because this coaching thing gets a little tricky. You know, people string you along, and then they say, hey, here it is, and then you have to go. It's time to go.
Well, it's funny, and you talk about this because – the season's coming up just in a few months. The summer camp is getting ready to start, August 1st. How do you get somebody, how do you attract somebody to Michigan? Because you already had a hard enough time getting somebody back in January. How do you get somebody to come in May? And as simply as, do you have to overpay or do you have to go for somebody who's underqualified?
Well, at this point, They're going to have to hire somebody. They're going to have to hire whoever they can get. I think they have some time, though. At the end of the day, it's still a sexy job. It's attractive. It's Michigan. I'm not going to downplay that. But now someone else is going to have to leave a school, you know, whether it's Auburn or wherever, Pittsburgh. Somebody's going to have to leave that college or that football team high and dry to go take the Michigan job, unless it's someone in the NFL or somebody floating around like that. But, I mean, I got a few names that I think should be, you know, tossed around. But at the same time, this is just a reflection of where Michigan is, man. And it's great. And I think it's going to be easy to get somebody to come because Michigan's going to open the checkbook, regardless if they deserve it or not. They're going to open the checkbook. And then their excuse, when Michigan goes 6-6, their excuse is going to be, we hired our defensive coordinator in mid-June.
So is this going to be basically you're going to bring back somebody related to the university?
I doubt it. I really doubt it. I think that looks good. And congrats to all the former guys that did get an opportunity to come back. Courtney and Ron and those guys and Mike, I think they deserve it. It's long overdue. I think the ship has already started to sink, the Titanic, so too late to start dancing now. But I really think that there's a couple guys they probably can bring in from, but they got to get who they can and get this thing going. You know, camps start in another month, and you don't want to show up, you know.
You going to give us those names?
You know, my number one is Larry Foote. If you don't go get Larry Foote at this point and open the checkbook, even though Larry just won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks and loves that pro life, that's number one on my list. I mean, so I'll just stop there. Go get Larry Foote. Open the checkbook for him if you want to go get a former guy who can recruit, knows the game. Because if you don't, he'll be a defensive coordinator in the NFL in about 18 months or so.
What about Klingscale? I mean, that's been the name. You know, Mel took a run at him twice. Is Klingscale a guy that if you go outside of the family, I mean, are you seriously ponying up $1.1 million a year for this guy?
Mike, that's a great question. I think Klingscale can get it done. Obviously, I think Michigan may make a run at it. I know Mel went after Larry twice when he was at Colorado and when he was at Michigan State. So those guys are probably along the same lines as far as hot names. I don't know how much
Larry's skin would crawl. Oh, if Larry stepped on campus, please, Larry would need a vomit bag.
His money will be green, Mike. He'll be okay.
Yeah, but you know it runs deep with Larry. Come on now.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. But hey, you know what? Money talks, opportunity. But I think Klingscale will be a good choice. I mean, I don't know how much you pay the guy. I mean, you know, that market, short negotiation time and trying to get in there and get it done. But I tell you what, man, it's going to be a big mess to clean up. Michigan has to shovel the driveway while it's still snowing, man.
Let me ask you this question. And this is the last one for me because, Marcus, this is what it boils down to, right? We can talk about the offseason all we want. If they end next season, and I'll be kind, if they end next season 7-5 and another bad loss to OSU, is there any accountability for Jim Harbaugh or is there just a broad acceptance this is what Michigan football is?
Mike, there should be some accountability, but there won't be because there's always next year. And I think Michigan got what they want. Wow. They have a former player. They have a Bo Schembechler disciple. Even though all that stuff is old and played out and it doesn't matter, that's what Michigan has always wanted.
They got and he's it. Cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's dirt cheap. You know, I mean, he can have success and still won't make what he was making, Mike. But at the end of the day, I think Michigan got what they want, and they've accepted one thing. Split with, you know, try to beat Michigan State 2 out of every 3. Split with Penn State and Wisconsin home and away. Don't lose to Rutgers in Maryland. Don't bring up Ohio State, and you might go 9-3, and we can sell you that. And then pluck a few guys in the draft, and then Michigan will be able to wave its flag. See, the Block M is elite, but the football program isn't. But that football program is trying to hide behind that big Thundercat M that's in the sky, but you can't fool the guys that really get it.
So, and we're talking with Marcus Ray, former Michigan Wolverine. Marcus, Michigan does have a coordinator there in Mike McDonald. Could they simply just hand it over to him and say, you're going to run this defense?
Yep, they sure can, Rico. And that's probably what they're going to do, just to kind of save face, buy them some time, keep some of the same schemes. Then you bring in a safeties coach, and then you make that guy the co-coordinator and then have him coach that position. So I think there's ways to kind of clean it up and put lipstick on the pig. But at the end of the day, we still know that just that move by itself spoke volumes. But, hey, I think there's a lot of guys they can hire also at that defensive back position. and then elevate McDonald. Yep.
Marcus, I appreciate it as always. We'll get with you before the season. It's just one of them things, like, it never stops.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's my fault, Marcus. That was not a professional way to begin. But I'm exasperated. What is this, the 33rd assistant coach in 6 years? It's asinine. It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, Mike. And counting. Yeah, put exactly. that on there, too. Hashtag and counting.
No, I know. Marcus, we'll get with you. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, fellas. Take care.
See you, Marcus.
All right, that's Marcus Ray, and I'm not professional. 97.1.
Oh. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.